He doesn't take it to put some happiness, but even a point is very much dear to us. He told me when he was a boy he was a man of Haripur, and he had this Ganges water. He is very dear. So, from his childhood, he was habituated to see Ganges water and buy it by drops. So, a drop of Ganges water, it starts from one head, and he is giving it. The consumption of Ganges water, it's real. But his father was serving in Bharatpur on the part of Kanji. Once, following his father, he is coming this side and passing through Ganges water. And then, when it was once he had his feet, his father told, this is Ganges, river Ganges. So much water. The boat is passing through Ganges water, and only a drop of Ganges water can never be found, to hardly be found in our country, and so much Ganges water is there that the boat is passing through over it. So much happiness.
Anandamudi.
All wishfulness, all love, all divinity, are you so much here in this land, this part of the creature. And then everything is happy. All dancing, Gaunam Nittam, and Gaunam Amitam, all drink in that nectar.
Kakaranam.
All words are sweet because their subject matter is sweetness, personified Krishna. Kathara. Breathing everybody at Kathara. Namanam Nittam. And the very environment, trees, cows, plants, everything. All fulfilled in our tattva. Oh, you are Krishna Bhakta. Everything for you is there. Everything for you is offering them. Everything, we are all your friends. You can take anything you like. We are ready for opulence. Being offered from all sides. That is a legal representation throughout this whole area where we call it souls and living, that has been extended to the scripture and the sadhus. The intimation, sadhus are agents coming down from that land here to recruit us, to take us to that. That sphere, you are so poorly representing you, you like happiness, you want happiness, are you seeking happiness, ecstasy, who come with me, the humbling is there. Calling the mind is there. You come as how much you can, you can take, how much you can contain. Your
Gopi Mathuru shop has brought a good news. Yes,
we are going to Puriya to see us again.
Kalyankar.
Mystery of Shiva, we are to Mystery of Shiva,
টানিয়া আনিতে বৃক্ষে
কল্প বৃক্ষের অবদান। তার একটা বৃক্ষ আমি এখানে কল্যাণ গল্প শুরু এনেছিলাম, টানিয়া আনিতে বৃক্ষ এ কর্কশমন নাচিল বৃক্ষের সভা সাধু। তারপরে গুরু প্রসাদ এসে তাকে আবার ফের ইয়ে করে সংস্কার করে তোমাদের কাছে many such trees and creatures and people that they are. That only one I have led to come down here on your good. And it is open to all. Open to all. No much energy question of eligibility being taken in them. From whatever corner he may come, only a sincere will is necessary. Yes, I want it. To sincere will. Yes, I want it. And that is the qualification. No other qualification is necessary. Only sincere way. Only yes and one. But everything is there. And yes, come forward. I shall give you. But the will must be there. Shraddha. Shraddha.
Receptive.
Thank you. Sincere. Kesavo nahi duro. অহংকার জিতানাম তো মধ্যে অহংকার জিতানাম কে সব নহি দুর্গ হি ইজ নট হার্ড হেভি অনলি দি ইগোইজম বাট ইজ দি ওয়ার বিটুইন দি টু এন্ড দি ইগোইজম অফ কর্ম এন্ড ক্যান রিমুভ এন্ড উই উইথ দি ল উই আর উইথ দি ল I cannot see me as much as he can see me. I cannot love me as much as he loves me. And his men love me. I can't love me myself so much. That is how relationship with the Lord. But if the divine man, divine master, can make us crucial for this act from our destination to the destination. What are you doing? Only gathering some sentient feeling of this material sensation, of this material body.
I'd like to start the current thought.
So Swami Maharaj has done a miracle. He has done a miracle.
Abhi
Bhakti Vinod conceived and the Prabhupada tried his conception to translate into action. And he lost this. And anyhow we find that through Swami Maharaj means homeward, back to God, back to home, back to God. board and back to home. A sweet, sweet home. Our home is here. And none. And no other. So, we may be quite free there. No apprehension of any misgiving. Or misunderstanding. Such boldness and clear faith we can go on. What are we living on the back? That is all not of intention.
We went to see Prabhupada, offer our obeisances,
So immediately he said that you are all educated young man, why don't you preach Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's message from the whole world? So I replied him, sir, we are dependent nation, we will hear our message. We can talk all these things after we get independent. Because I was politically minded at this time. Yes. So he refuted my argument. Certainly I was defeated. And I took his words very seriously. I appreciated it. Then we had offered some prasadam and came down. So my friend Narayan Mallik asked me, how did you like this sadhu? And yes, here is a sadhu in whose hands Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's message is there, and it will be done. I think it is very nice. That was my appreciation. And then 1923, I resigned my post as manager in Bose's laboratory, and I accepted the agency for whole UP, beginning from Mogosai up to Delhi. And I made my head office in Allahabad. So I was always thinking, oh yes, I met a very nice sadhu. From the very beginning, that was my impression, that I have met a real sadhu. So, actually, the word lava-mātra sadhu sangha sarva siddhi was actually, I perceived that, I mean, for a moment, and impressed so much Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur that it continued. Then, in 1928, when there was Kumbh Mela, Maharaj went, you joined Gaurima. That means, in 1928, there was a Kumbh Mela, I think. And in the Kumbh Mela, Tirtha Maharaj, with a party, came to my shop, prayer pond, all of a sudden. And I saw, oh, these are the people I saw. Do you want? Yes. Come on. I was so glad. So Tirtha Maharaj asked me that we have come new here, we are going to Chalukya temple in Allahabad. We have heard your name, so we have come to you, please help us. Yes, I will help you. So in this way, I contributed, my attending physician contributed, and some other friends. In this way, we became friends. And Tirtha Maharaj, old Tirtha Maharaj, had first meeting in my house at Allahabad with, I think, the Sarveshwar Brahmachari and Dheer Krishna Brahmachari. Yes. So, my father was Vaishnava. That when I invited his Gaurimath sadhu, my father thought that I have invited some sadhus of the Ramakrishna mission. So you are not very interested. When Tirtha Maharaj is speaking, I called my father was that time in Paris. I called him that please come down. There is a meeting on the Gaurimath. So he could not resist my request. He came down, but he did not think that some devotees have come. They thought this Ramakrishna mission just like that. So he was not very happy, but I told, he was sitting, in the meeting he just criticized
Then when we hardly speak of our old diplomats, our old God's brothers, he and Astura, they are Vaishnavas. Then immediately after the meeting, he fell down on his feet. I misunderstood you, sir, that you are the Ramakrishna Mission Sahib. I am so glad to meet you. So that is the beginning of my intimate relationship with Gauri. And they were coming, and whenever somebody would come, I would invite them to lecture in my house. In that way, Siddhar Maharaj, at that time, Ramendra Sundar, Bhattacharya, he was also invited at my house. And before I invited Bharati Maharaj, and you were with Bharati Maharaj. Yes. So in this way, my connection became developed with Gauriyama. Then, gradually, the process began. Harishe Tadhanam Tanam. I wanted to become a very big businessman, and there was good opportunity. I was very nicely associated with the chemical industry of India, Dr. Bose's laboratory, Bengal Chemical, B.K. Park, and all of that. They liked my business organization. Then I started a big laboratory in Lucknow. So that was golden day. But gradually everything became dwindled. And at last my Allahabad business was lost. It was not lost on account of my debt. I had to hand it over to Dr. Kartik Chandra Bose, because I was his agent, so I had some debts. So I tell him, all right, you take his business. In this way, the craft business was lost. So I was not going to, I was sitting at home. So this Jayabhar Maharaj, at that time, Sarveshwar Brahmachari and Otulananda Brahmachari, they used to come to take their subscription, and they were requesting, why don't you come to our mosque? Why don't you come to our mosque? You are now free. So I used to visit the temple that was not far away from my house. There, Maratha, yes. Then the intimate relationship with Gauri Maharaj grew. In this way, I think in 1933, Sir Malcolm Harry came to lay down the foundation stone of Allahabad Mosque. Maharaj, I think you remember. Yes.
Yes,
Parikrama. And the Parikrama, that is also another incident. That I was not initiated at that time, but I had very good admiration for the Gauri Math people. And before 1933, I met Siddhar Maharaj and others, old Tirtha Maharaj. So they are very kind to me. So the Parikrama, I thought, what these people are doing in this Parikrama? Let me go. So I met them in Koshi. And all people were going to see some Sesha Sai. Yes. So at that time Vinodha, later on Kesham Maharaj, he informed that Prabhupada is going to Mathura tomorrow morning, and he will speak Harikatha this evening. Anyone who wants to remain, many men or otherwise, they may prepare to go to see Sesha Sai. So at that time, I think only 10 or 12 men remained. Out of them, Siddhar Maharaj was one of them. And I thought it wise, what should I see this physical, let me hear. Prabhupada will speak, let me hear. The Prabhupada marked that this box.
I have to listen to him.
He, because he is a Vaikuntha person, he could understand that this boy is eager to hear. So he very much appreciated. So when he came back to Arava, so Ganesh Bala, he introduced me that he is a nice devotee. The Prabhupada immediately replied, yes, I have marked it. He does not go away, he hears. This very one he said, yes, I will accept him. Then I was initiated. In this way, our relationship with Gaudiya developed. And gradually, as it developed, the other side diminished. Then there are long history, it will take time. But I had the opportunity of associating with His Holiness. For several years, I had the opportunity. Krishna and Prabhupada liked it to prepare me. Siddhar Maharaj lived in my house in Sablesi for a few years. So naturally we had very intimate talk and he was my good advisor. I took his advice, his instruction very seriously. Because from the very beginning I know he is a pure Krishna and devotee. And I wanted to associate with him and try to help him also in seminary. He also tried to help me. So our relationship is very intimate. After the breakdown of the Gaudiya Math, I wanted to organize another organization, making Siddhar Maharaj head. And I wanted to make, at that time, Gosai Maharaj, one of my friend's house at Siyalda. Siddhar Maharaj, you may remember those things. I wanted to organize so many ways. But somehow or other.
I have one house on 10 years old.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. He wanted to rent that only for 90. I told him, just give me the concept. He at that time he was getting 125. But because I am his friend, all that I will give 90. So that could not happen somewhere other. So I was trying from the very beginning, after the disappearance of Bhakti Siddhanta. Yes. Yes, 1944. I think you were at that time at my house. Yes. So, somehow or other, this intention for preaching the cult of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu increased and the other side decreased. Virakti Annaprasad, but I was not disinclined, but Krishna forced me that you must give up. And the history is known better to Siddhar Maharaj, how it decreased. Then almost it became me, and then I left home in 1950. Whatever was there, all I could do what was like. In 1950, for 4 years, I remained as Manaprastha, only 4 years, from 1950 to 1959.
Bombay. Bombay life.
Yes. Bombay life, that is, living my householder life. I opened an office in Bombay for my business. Practically Gaudiya Math was established by us. I am one of them. Siddhar Maharaj also. And we made two parties for begging, collecting arms. And Siddhar Maharaj, myself, Goswami Maharaj. At that time it was Atul Chandra Goswami. So I took them to some of my friends, chemist friends, doctor's friends. So I collected about 500 rupees to the Siddhar Maharaj who speak. I introduced and Goswami at that time, Goswami Maharaj would canvas. In this way, he combined together in one day or two days. At that time, 500 rupees. What? Big amount. Big sum, yes. So, Goswami Maharaj very much appreciated and he began to speak highly about me that Hayabhavu is so smart, he has got so many friends, he has collected so many things. So why does he should not be the Martin Charles in this way? Why should not be with us? Why is living separately in this way? So Prabhupada, Parasiddhasa, very well married, he said, it is better to live separately from you people. And you do the necessity in due course of time. So I could not understand what Srila Prabhupada meant for that. So his inclination, blessing, were always upon me, although I was unfree. But he was so fine. Yes, you are afraid. Prabhupada gave me some money, that he is afraid. Give this money. And then he can. So, by Guru Vaishnava, whatever position I have got, it is by Guru's mercy and the Vaishnava's blessing. Otherwise, so I wish that Srila Maharaj may bestow his blessing as you are doing always and may Guru Maharaj help me. I can give some service so long. Lakshmi Narayana. So these boys are trying very sincerely and seriously. I hope even I do not live many more years, they will carry out this honor.
Oh, come down
Gauranga Maharaj. And we are being washed away by Bhakti Gata.
In Srimad Bhagavatam we find Vanantu Sattviko Vasa Grama Vasatu Rajasa Tamasam Dhuta Sadana Manniketam Tu Nirgunam Vanavas, that plain living with minimum materials for our to help our life, that is vanavas, a simple life, plain living, high thinking, simple life. But there also we are master of that that little thing, that sattvikavas, most conducive to our religious life. No grandeur of any material enjoyment, etc. That is sattvikavas, vanavas. Rajasavas is a life where we are engaged in various activities in the upliftment of the society and the world and the civilization. That is rajasa. Where maximum energy is spent to improve the paraphernalia where we live to make us comfortable. Tamasavas, dhuta sadhana, without caring for any social life, only sense pleasure, maximum, and minimum given to others in society or any family. Reckless life in the clubhouse or a hotel or something like that is a responsible life. Tamasa, dhuta sadhana, manicetam tu nirgunam. And if we live our life in the house of Lord, we may die ourselves in any amount of grandeur or anything of the type, but still it is let go, because we are not masters there. We are servants. The vanavas, those simple, which we minimum materials around our life to live, but still there we are masters, with men. But here, we are mere servants, everything to be solved. What a car we shall see there all around, even a tree, even a creeper, even a dust that is to be stopped and not to enjoy, nor to renunciate. That is the a form of life, a life of worship, a life of devotion, not only to the deities in law, but including all his paraphernalia. And to see that they are also serving the Supreme Entity. With this idea, to be a serving factor in all serving environment and the Supreme Law. Manite Gantunet Gunam. So we have come to live here a life of Nirguna life. Gunatito, Gunatito, that the crossing all sorts of reality with this material, relativity with this material world, whatever of conception it may be. And to learn that Ishabashmidam Sarvam, the fundamental truth given in the Upanishad, Isha Upanishad, the Isha Vashyamidam Sarvam, that in everything there is the presence of the Supreme Entity, the Supreme Lord. With this conception, we have to live in such a dreamy house. I was told that in Back to Godhead, one gentleman, he wrote that so-called universities and the colleges and schools are slaughterhouses. I am very much pleased with this idea. Yes, they are nothing but slaughterhouses. And this sort of institution, what our Guru Maharaj has been organized in this world to uplift us and all jivas towards the Supreme, to the worship, for the loving service of the Supreme Entity. He has life oasis in a desert. All these are oases in the desert. They are life-giving and not rather in an institution like so many educational institutions that we find. And one, Savidya Manmatidgaya, this sort of training comes, that go towards center, towards reality, towards duty, towards harmony, towards solution of life, towards nectar giving life. These institutions are only helpful, and this is necessary. Once Madan Mohan Malaviya came, a leader, a famous leader in the past history, that is, recent history of India, he came to visit our Guru Maharaj, and after listening to his words, he told that every village should have one center of your divine being. But our Guru Maharaj answered in return that I want to make everybody a temple of the Lord. Every human body I want to make a temple there, not only here. There are elevations, there are renunciations, but we are sadhitas.
진짜 아군의 불가. 이래 보면 인생전에 흐르러 인생전에 이제 모두 안 돼. 자고 deep and affectionate heart conceived that why not the creator of the Supremo Dharma is capturing the world. It is so self-evident. It is the only constructive religion to the thoughtless sixteen. And why not this is appreciated? This cannot but be appreciated. He has not only taught that east, west, harvest, all riddled with common with the banner of the Chaitanya Dev, but also he very strongly taught that in the future no other religion will exist than the religion of the Chaitanya Dev, Nama Sankirtana. This also he has portrayed. And for Prabhupada, his higher heart was trying utmost to spread this idea of Bhaktivinoda Thakur and this faith of the Bhaktivinoda Thakur to every nook and corner of the world. Why not men? They should accept such a nature and so healthy religion, and so sinful religion. It cannot be denied that we are so many particles. We are conditioned. Why not we seek some absolute center for our health, Saranagati? This is self-evident, that Danya Mahatman Vedanam, when there is Danya, when there is real sincere feeling of one's head, the next thing cannot but come to take shelter under some greater power. And that relation must be of love and affection. Love and the beauty and the love is controlling the central thing, not power. Power cannot control, cannot be the control in the extreme center, but love should be in a sincere heart, it is much reflected. So, an affectionate and deep thinking heart of Bhakti and the Guru. Desire, and that desire is Mahaprabhu's desire, and Krishna's desire, and that is embodied in Swami Maharaj, and so many of efficient men have tried, persons, wives have tried, both ladies and gentlemen, trying his mission. What out the field.